The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Cisneros of Muscatine. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Ethan Forsyth Page from Clear Lake.
Good morning, everyone. Glad to be back. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We invite your Holy Spirit into this chamber and into our hearts this morning. Let every tongue confess that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, Creator of all things. We thank you for giving us this day to serve your people of Iowa. We pray for our friends and family who are sick today. Your word says in Jeremiah 17:14, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise." Father God, let us see each other with the value that you created in us. Let us see each other through your eyes as we work together today. Let us be patient and kind. Give us the courage to speak the truth and guard from idle words. The Psalms 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like eagles." Lord God, protect our sergeant at arms, our law enforcement, our pages, our clerks. Keep them safe from harm. And we thank you for all the people that serve in this building. Jesus, let the challenges of today bring us closer into a closer relationship with you. Let us walk with loving confidence because of who you are. I pray these things in the name of Jesus. And all the people said,
"I pledge allegiance
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Chair recognizes Representative Losey for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order.
Thank you. Many of you, I know all of you, have obviously seen the USS Battleship replica, USS Iowa Battleship replica downstairs. What many of you may not know is currently under construction is a new USS Iowa, a Virginia-class nuclear-powered fast attack submarine, designated SSN 797, currently, like I said, currently under construction down in, or over in Groton, Connecticut, I believe is the correct way to say it. So it's my incredible honor this morning to introduce to you all the captain of the USS Iowa submarine here today to introduce himself to you and to say hello. Captain Quentin Lee James served as a junior officer in USS Tucson from Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, completing a Western Pacific deployment, and the USS City of Corpus Christi in Guam, completing 5 missions of national tasking. As a department head, he served on the USS Wyoming in Kings Bay, Georgia, where he completed 5 strategic deterrent patrols. As executive officer, he served on the USS Greenville, completing another Western Pacific deployment. In August 2019, Captain James assumed command as the first commanding officer of PCU Iowa in Groton, Connecticut. While serving on these submarines, they earned a total of 4 meritorious unit commendations, 2 naval unit commendations, and 4 Battle E awards. His personal decorations include the Meritorious Service Medal, Naval Commendation Medal, the Navy Achievement Medal, Sea Service Deployment Ribbon, and Overseas Service Ribbon. Captain James was also awarded the Humanitarian Service Medal for Super Typhoon Pangsona relief operations, which struck the island of Guam on December 8th, 2002. And with the speaker's permission, Captain James would like to say hello to you all, introduce himself, and it's my incredible honor to welcome Captain James to the floor of the Iowa House. Captain James.
Good morning, everybody. As Brian pointed out, I'm Captain Quentin James, commanding officer of the submarine USS Iowa, SSN 797. She will be the 4th warship to represent the great state of Iowa. She is the 24th Virginia-class submarine of her class. She will be powered by a S9G reactor, which is a life of the ship power plant. So she will represent this great state for the next 3 decades. We have a ship's complement of 135 sailors. 15 of them are officers. On crew right now, I have 4 female officers. And in the fall of this year, I will receive the female enlisted complement. Yes, this will be the first fully integrated submarine in the Navy for fast attacks. We started integrating females in the submarine force back in 2011, and that basically was the majority of the officers. So now it is time for the nation to incorporate females in fast attack submarines. We will make our own water. We will make our own air. The only limiting factor for us will be our ability to load food. So at some point, we'll have to come up and eat. But the crew is extremely excited about representing the great state and feels kinship to them. Since 2019, we've been sending sailors back to the state to participate in various events throughout the state, like the State Fair, Freedom Fest, Irish Fest, and Thanksgiving with host families in the state. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you for being here today. Chair recognizes the gentleman for Polk, Representative Gobble. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. On behalf of Easter Seals Iowa, I'd like to invite you all to the first floor rotunda today from 2:30 to 4 p.m. Easter Seals staff, clients, and advocates would love to discuss their essential services that empower individuals with disabilities, their families, and their communities, and I hope you can join me today for this event. Thank you.
Is there any further announcements to come before the body? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I apologize for the raspy voice. Everybody's getting the Capitol crud right about this time of year. Republicans will caucus at 1 p.m. in the Supreme Court chamber. And if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House adjourn until Thursday, January 20th at 8:30 a.m.
The chair recognizes the lady from Franklin, Representative Latham. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order.
Thank you. So I would like to introduce Steve Sukup at the back of the House. He was a former member, and he's also from Franklin County. So welcome, Steve.
You've all heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison. All those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is adjourned.